Well, today our readings tie together so perfectly. The first reading from the book of Numbers, and then we have the Gospel of St. John in the 8th chapter, which is the fulfillment of what we read about in the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, we have the people of Israel are journeying to the promised land, and they get very discouraged. It's taking so long, and they lose their patience. They begin to grumble and complain against God and against Moses. Why did you have to bring us, out of our homeland to die in the desert where there's no food, no water? We're disgusted by this wretched food, by the manna. And so God allowed serpents and sent serpents into their camp, and many people were bitten by these poisonous serpents. Many died, and this got the people's attention, and they repented, and they came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against God and against you." So notice how suffering is, as C.S. Lewis says in his book, The Problem of Pain, suffering is God's megaphone. He uses it as microphone to get our attention. And so that's what converted the people. They realized that they had sinned, been rebellious, been disobedient, grumbling against God. And so God got their attention by allowing suffering in their life. And then they began to have a conversion. And they repented of their sins and says, "Lord, we've sinned against you and against Moses." And they go to Moses as the intercessor, as the mediator, as their priest mediating for them, and said, "Moses, pray to the Lord to take these serpents away from us." And so Moses prayed for the people. Again, you see this intercession, the power of intercession. That's why we have the saints intercede with us and for us to Almighty God. That's why we pray for each other, right? You pray for me, I pray for you. We intercede for one another. So Moses prayed for the people as the mediator. And the Lord said, okay, this is how they will be cured of their snake bite, of the poison of the snake bite. "Fashion a bronze serpent and mount it on a pole. And whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." So Moses made this bronze serpent, placed it on the pole. In fact, this is where the medical field gets its symbol of healing, from the pole with the serpent. You'll see that when you go to a doctor. That symbol has been a symbol of healing for centuries, 2,000 or 3,000 years. And the people would show their obedience by doing what Moses said. So of course there's nothing in looking at a bronze serpent that would heal them of the snake bite, except their obedience and their faith in God, doing what God said. And so by being obedient, by humbly submitting to God, they would be cured, because they would believe and have faith and they would be cured. And what's interesting is that the serpent looked like a real serpent, but it had no poison in it. When we move now to the gospel, we see Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." So Jesus looked like he was a criminal. He looked like he was a sinner because he was crucified on the cross, but he had no poison of sin in him. Jesus was innocent. He was blameless. He was Almighty God, the innocent one, hung on the cross, and those who gazed upon him in faith would be healed of the poison of sin. So just as the bronze serpent looked like a serpent but had no poison in it, Jesus on the cross looked like a condemned criminal, but he had no sin within him. And just as the people in the Old Testament gazed upon this serpent with faith and obedience, they were healed. So those who gazed upon Jesus on the cross with faith were healed of the poison of sin. The centurion said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." So Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees, "Unless you repent and are converted, you'll die in your sins." And then he told them that when they lift him up, which of course every Jew meant, understood that it meant when a person was lifted up in crucifixion, you will realize that I am. Notice Jesus didn't say, you will believe that I'm the Son of God, because most of them still did not believe, but he said, you'll realize. Do you see the difference? You'll realize that I am. And Jesus used those words that only God could use. When Moses said, who are you, God? God said, I am who am. He used his very name. I am existence itself. I am the one who always did exist, exists now, and always will exist. I am who I am. And so Jesus uses this words when he describes himself. He's calling himself God. He said, you will realize that I am. In the original language, it's ego amini, which is the name, the very name of God. And so we have these two scriptures. One predicts and the other fulfills. So these readings today fit perfectly together, that Jesus is truly God. He is the one lifted up, and those who gaze upon him in faith and accept Jesus and acknowledge that he truly is the Son of God will be cured of the poison of sin.